itself was the biggest problem. It was huge, and getting the coach through was, shall we say politely, a chore. But the people were a problem, too. Not that they were unfriendly, too much the opposite. Their ways were much easier than ours in the north. Those sleek, delectable little brown beauties had never even seen anything like Mergen and Otto and Hagop and their boys. They all wanted a taste of novelty. The guys were cooperative. Even Goblin got lucky often enough to keep an ear-to-ear grin on his ugly clock. Poor, hapless, inhibited old Croaker planted himself firmly among the spectators and longed his heart out. I do not have the hair it takes to pursue a little casual fun-time bouncy-bouncy while a more serious proposition is watching from the wings. My attitude caused no direct verbal comment. Those guys have some tact, sometimes, but I caught enough snide sidelongs to know what they were thinking. And them thinking made me think. When I get introspective, I can become broody and unfit company for man or beast. And when I know I am being watched, a natural shyness or reluctance sets in, and I do not do anything, no matter how auspicious the omens. So I sat around on my hands, getting depressed because I feared something important might be slipping away, and I was constitutionally incapable of doing anything about it. Life sure was less complicated in the old days. My temper improved after we scaled a last excessively vegetated and overly bug-infested mountain range and broke out of the jungle onto high plateau savanna. From there, one of the more interesting aspects of Dalak-Alak seemed to be the fact that we had not attracted a single volunteer soldier. It said something about the peace the people had with their environment, and something about One Eye and his long-gone brother. What the hell had they done? I noticed he made a point of avoiding any talk about his past, his age, or his earlier identity while in the jungle with Baldo and Weezer, like anybody would remember something a couple of teenagers had done that long ago. Baldo and Weezer planted us as soon as they had us outside the country of their own people. They claimed they had reached the limit of territory they knew. They promised to round up a couple of trustworthy natives who could take us on. Baldo announced that he was going to turn back, despite his earlier contract. He claimed Weezer would do us just fine as intermediary interpreter. Something had happened to disenchant Baldo. I did not argue with him. His mind was made up. I just did not pay him the full fee he had been promised. I was thrilled that Weezer was going to stay. That guy was a second-rate soul son of One Eye, full of ridiculous mischief. Maybe there is something in the water in the jungle of Dalak-Alak, except that Baldo and everyone else we met was almost normal. I guess my magnetic personality draws the One-Eye Weezer types. For sure, there was fun in the offing. One Eye had been taking it from Goblin for 2 months with never a spark in response. When the blow-up came, it was sure to be a beauty. "The whole thing is backwards," I said, as Lady and I mulled things over. "One Eye is supposed to pick at scabs, while Goblin lays in the weeds waiting like a snake."
"Maybe it's because we've crossed the equator. The seasons are reversed."
I did not understand that remark until I had given it hours of thought. Then I realized that it had no meaning. It was one of her droll, deadpan jokes.